I've found so much in biographies and documentaries, because you mentioned like a Michael Jordan or whatever, like there's so much marketing out there, and it also feels good to show the success, right? But a biography or a documentary shows you chapter five, when, you know, why do people love J.K. Rowling's story? Because she was, I believe, forgive me if I got this wrong, but she was pretty broke. She was divorced. She was depressed. She had her manuscripts rejected, and then Harry Potter happens, right? So like, and you can find for every one of these people, the Churchill, you know, Churchill was out of politics. He was a joke, you know, before his biggest moment. All of these people. And that's why these stories are heroic. And you find out in the biography and in the documentary, and here's the thing that's so powerful, they're just like me. When you see a Churchill who doesn't believe in himself, when you see somebody who is struggling, whether they're a musician or whether they're an engineer or whether whatever, you know, these things become trite cliches like, oh yeah, Edison, you know, had 1,000 of failures before the light bulb. Yeah, but let me see a snapshot of somebody who doesn't know it's going to all work out, but we know now that that person is going to be like the title of chapters in books. And so those biographies or documentaries, what's so powerful, it's like you can play dress up in those moments of pain as that person in chapter five. Like, I don't know how the Joe Smith story ends, but if I'm Joe Smith and I pretend I'm in chapter five of the Joe Smith, the autobiography, right? And I'm in chapter five, and Joe is struggling. He's struggling with depression. He, you know, his girlfriend has left him. He can't get a break. He doesn't know how he's going to make rent. And we already know that we're reading the Joe Smith autobiography. So there must have been, it must have turned around, because there's a book about him. So if you picture yourself in chapter five of your book, you know, it flips it to a feeling of like, okay, I'm in this jam. But you know who else was in this jam? Churchill was in this jam. J.K. Rowling was in this jam. You know, Al Pacino was a janitor. Like, I mean, like, we're talking about people who didn't know that they would become this name. They knew that their version of that name was a Marlon Brando. But they weren't, you know, they're scrubbing toilets. So what I'm saying is, you gotta know. And the way that helps you know is by find out about others who were at your stage, and it didn't last forever, right? It became a different stage. And so you're, again, not alone in this experience. You're not alone.